Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
From theblogulator.com, this is Blogulator Radio, skewering and fawning over all things television for the Fancy Pants Gangsters Network. My name is Chris.
And I'm Jerksica.
And we're here to talk to you this week about the fall 2011 television season.
Woohoo! Back to school!
Don't remind me, Jerksica. We've got tons to talk about, and actually we're going to hold off on all the fancy new programming that the networks have to offer us until next week, in which we will go through them with our friends and fellow netcasters, Qualler and Bridget, and possibly a super special guest, which has yet to be confirmed and or announced.
Ooh.
But hold your breath on that one. I will be very excited if it comes to fruition.
Is it Kim Kardashian?
I said we can't announce, so we confirm. But so that means Jerkska and I are just going to run down with you the fall 2011 returning schedule. So all those shows that have put in their dues and gotten renewed over the course of the past year or so, we're going to tell you when they're...
Give them a hand. Good for them.
Okay.
Good for them.
I think we're going to regret that applause because about 75% of them are crap. But nonetheless, it's good to know when stuff is coming back. And as you might have been able to tell over the past, I don't know, it's been almost a decade now with the integration of the internet. It's kind of, and our cat is attacking us, is kind of set things off. It used to be back in the day that all the network shows would premiere in one big clump over the course of a week or two. But now it seems like our fall schedule is starting anywhere from this upcoming week until November.
Which ridiculous. I mean, yeah. I feel like it used to start earlier too. Is that fair, or is that just?
It used to start right around when school started.
Right, which seemed fair because if I had to go back to school and you know
at least
deal with the grind, yeah. I should be able to come home and enjoy you know a good lineup on TGIF or whatever.
At the very least,
right?
Yes.
And as an adult, even though I'm not in school anymore, I still look forward to you know fall equals new shows.
Right.
Demand immediate satisfaction once September hits.
I guess the influx of availability on Hulu and Netflix should be enough, but...
Never.
Speaking
builds our thirst for more.
Speaking of, we should probably mention that... I don't know if you knew this, Jerkska, because I did a... My last podcast was with Dr. Peace and Sam, but we do have a sponsor, which is Netflix themselves. Now, and so we'd like to remind you that you can instantly watch unlimited TV episodes and movies over the internet right on your TV, computer, and various mobile devices. Watch as much as you want, as often as you want, for only $7.99 a month. Start your free trial today. All you have to do is go to bit.ly/blogflix, that's BLOGFLIX, and you can sign up courtesy of Blogulator Radio and Fancy Pants Gangsters and, of course, Netflix to get that special free trial.
Wow.
And also it shows your support for Blogulator Radio and wants Netflix to continue being our sponsor. So that's fun, too. But let's get back to what we're here to talk about, television. Yes, so we spent the summer watching things like Battlestar Galactica, Sports Night, and The Good Wife on Netflix. But now we have to see if the actual new programming and the returning new programming is going to be up to snuff. So we're just Jerkska and I are just going to go through the list and glean over the ones that don't seem so exciting that we don't really care about, and then talk about the ones we actually are excited about. Maybe we'll do some groaning over the ones we can't believe are
so
still around.
So much groaning.
So our list starts at the top with next Tuesday, September 13th. We have the return of a show that we tend to watch. It's called Parenthood. It's on NBC.
I'm doing the right thing, right? Moving home?
You're doing the right thing.
Over it.
It's what you say every year.
I know.
This is its third season, and
this
I think...
This is its third season?
Does it feel longer?
Or not as shorter, really? Actually. Yeah.
Yeah?
I think because we watched the first two in succession, did we?
I think because... Well, because it's one of those shows where... It seems like if we were caught up on all of our shows, we're like, okay, I guess we'll watch Parenthood.
Right,
and
right.
So we ended up watching it over a very long period of time. We probably watched it maybe once every 3 weeks instead of once a week. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
Maybe if I watched it, well, I should take that back. Maybe if I listened to it as sort of like an audio stream as opposed to seeing Peter Krause, stupid face, I might be able to tolerate it, but he's just oh so sincere, and I can't take it.
While watching Sportsnet, you recently found out that his last name is pronounced Krause,
which is ridiculous. I refuse to pronounce it that way. It's Krause. Deal with it. Deal with it, Peter Krause.
Minnesota native.
Really?
Did you know that?
Oh, that's probably why.
So he might be listening.
Well, as a Wisconsinite. No, He has a character that he's managed to spin into a 20-year career at this point.
Well, it's been it's been a while. I think Sportsnet was probably his breakthrough role, but it's kind of crazy to look back on even that show with a very Sorkinese dialogue that kind of takes you away from the Peter Krause-ness of him. Mm. But
I do enjoy other characters on the show, though, so I probably will give it another shot.
Yeah, but I mean, even in that show, you're right in that he has a very distinct type that it almost makes it tough to sympathize with his character, because you just kind of want to be like, stop being bland and complaining about everything.
Mm-hmm. Although I do think Parenthood has done a nice job of taking that character that he's... In every other show where he plays that exact same character, he's supposed to be, like, the one that the audience sees as, like, the sane one.
Yeah.
Or, like, the responsible one. And he is in this show, too, but they've pushed it to a point where all the other characters get exasperated with him being holier than thou.
Yes.
And so you're finally, like, identifying with the other characters. Like, you're right. Your brother is a jerk.
Well, that's one of the smart things about Parenthood, and I think that's why we do keep coming back to it, is that because it's an ensemble show with such a wide swath of characters that kind of juggle back and forth between who do you sympathize with or who are you mad at, that you end up being enough interested in it enough that you don't so much care about the characters, but you care about the different paths that they take and sometimes stupid decisions they make, or sometimes fun conflicts they get into with their family members. I never thought I would have ever said this, but I really enjoy What's-His-Face as shaggy blonde-haired guy.
Who?
Dax Shepard.
Oh, yeah. You have, like, a romance with him now. I don't know.
Qualler from Blogator, so I think it's deemed.
Yeah. I'll give it another shot.
Yeah. Then also the same night on the CW, we have yet another season of the remake 90210.
I can't believe that's still on. I saw the trailer, and it's, like, the college years now, right? Like, just when the original had the college years. And I cannot believe that the remake made it long enough to get to the college years. Because you know that they were in high school for, like, 6 years, right?
Well,
like, how many seasons has that been?
I think this is their fourth season now.
Okay, so they actually followed, like...
I think they followed the... Well, I think 90210 did as well. It's just...
No, they were sophomores for, like, at least 2 years.
No. Okay, we'll go back and research this.
It's like the Dawson's Creek syndrome, too.
I don't know if Dawson... See, I don't know. I feel like of all those teen shows that I like the most, how much I enjoy Friday Night Lights. And maybe that's just the first time I noticed it, but that show in particular did a very kind of obnoxious, what year are they in high school? Is Tim Riggins a super, super senior?
Right.
But maybe they do that with those other shows too, and I just
didn't
notice.
They're football players, though. They probably do, like, stick around, you know? They just keep, like, accumulating high school credits as long as they can win the championship or whatever.
I think it's safe to say, though,
God bless Texas, all right?
Right. Despite our love for the original Beverly Hills 90210, we gave up on the remake pretty quickly, despite it having Michael from The Wire as one of the main characters.
I know, but
I don't even know if he's still on it.
And there was too much anorexia.
Way too much anorexia.
It was like it's like if I wanted to watch skeletons, I'd watch a good Halloween movie,
Or Nightmare Before Christmas.
Right, This is Beverly Hills. I don't know. I'll work on it.
Work on it. We'll come back to that paragraph. Wednesday, September 14th, the following day, we have Survivor on CBS. Did you ever watch Survivor?
I watched the first season of Survivor, every episode, at different members of my ultimate frisbee team's houses. In high school.
So this has been on since we were in high school. So what is it, 10th season at least?
More than that, because I wasn't senior year.
Wow.
Maybe it was.
I mean, it's incredible to think the reality craze has officially gone longer than a decade.
They have to have, like, run out of places by now. Is it, like, Survivor?
It's something Pacific.
Under the Bridge in Philadelphia.
In Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah, I don't know, like, some kind of Housewives crossover.
That would watch that.
That'd be good. Yeah. Survivor in Teresa
And I generally think that the network reality shows need to start taking some more notes from Bravo. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah.
Speaking of reality shows that have been on for possibly far too long, America's Next Top Model on the CW is also premiering on the 14th.
And you come in here with a defeatist attitude. I don't have a bad attitude. Maybe I am angry inside. I've been through stuff, so I'm angry.
Yeah. But it's not, this is not, okay, quiet,
but everybody,
be quiet.
That's what is wrong with you.
But you're not.
Stop it!
What's their shtick this year?
I don't know.
Or this season. They have like three cycles a year.
That's what they call them, cycles instead of seasons.
Right.
So as to have multiple runs of this show throughout the year. And I don't know what number they're on. It's probably a gajillion or so.
But they've stopped moving from the regular formula to like a gimmick every cycle now. So it's like short. It's like short girls.
Oh,
I see.
It's
like
yeah.
All stars. It's like people with one limb. I mean, I don't know what, that's probably not an actual one, but I mean, I'm just curious what the new, so maybe some listeners that are avid Top Model watchers could tell us.
I'm sure fellow Bloggy Later Radio correspondent Bridget has already read up on it thoroughly. We'll have to get some more info on her. She actually usually does updates on ANTM on thebloggulator.com, so maybe you want to check for that around the 14th. I'm sure she'll be excited.
All right.
There's also The Vampire Diaries on the CW on the 15th, Thursday the following day.
I'm old. I have never heard of the show. This is a returning show.
This is a personal friend of ours. Molly is obsessed with this show.
What?
Yeah, and I didn't believe her for a long time, but she's been so committed to it and continues to bring it up because she knows how much you and I enjoy trashy television, and she says it just gets more and more ridiculous.
But it just seems like,
how is it not just Twilight?
Where it's a derivative of the vampire craze, and
yeah, but she said
a series of books, right?
That's quite
possible. I think
possible.
It's based on a series of books. Yeah, I know that.
That's
know
the new thing
the
for
kids
CW
are into and stuff.
Once Gossip Girl was successful, they thought, right, let's look at the other books.
Right.
I don't know.
Still waiting for Mummies to be the next craze. I really think that's it. Sexy Mummies.
Sexy Mummies. Yeah. Unwrap me.
Yeah. Think about all the abstinence messages you could have.
Ooh, that's a good
that
point. Yeah.
All right, put a pin in that. It's my $1 million idea.
Anyways, I do enjoy that Ian Somerhalder from Lost is on that show, though that means nothing to you.
Nothing at all.
So let's move on to Monday, September 19th. Here's a pretty, this is where things start getting heated up. We got some huge premieres happening the week of the 19th.
Cancel starting all your plans at the end of September.
Starting on Monday, we have ABC's coming up with their monster reality smash hit Dancing with the Stars, as well as their scripted police procedural Castle.
No, we gave that a shot, right? We watched an episode of that, because I like the, what's that actor?
Nathan Fillion.
He's funny, but that shows that it's not funny.
Yeah, he's Captain Hammer.
He's not supposed to be funny. Yeah, Captain Hammer, for God's sakes.
I know.
That's a show I would watch.
If they should make that into a regular show. But yeah, that show just falls flat for me, even though he is fun to watch for 2 minutes but he has such horrible dialogue that it's...
Yeah, he's not even supposed to, they don't capitalize on his wit.
Right.
As an actor. I don't know.
I know. It's too bad. And Dancing with the Stars...
I have nothing to say about that.
Yeah, nothing to say.
No.
So let's move on to CBS, which I think we also won't have much to say about.
That's a network?
That is. Uh-huh. It's at the number one network on television.
What?
I know. It boggles my mind. Hawaii Five-O, which I don't think either of us care about, despite the presence of past Lost and Battlestar Galactica.
Do you think with all these remakes, there's somebody waking up in a hospital somewhere after, like, 20 years in a coma?
Phew, didn't miss a beat.
It's like this and Nikita and 90210.
Right, yeah. That's so weird. It's just too many police procedurals. The show that we've warmed up to over the past year watching reruns of, actually, that's premiering on the 19th, is How I Met Your Mother on CBS. And I think that took a long while, at least for me, to get over because I hate CBS so much.
Right. But as a show, in isolation, mm-hmm, it's good. And I don't think it has the same, like, CBS aesthetic that's so, like...
Right. I mean, it's multi-camera,
jarring,
laugh track, but...
It's good.
But the characters are well-developed.
The actors are good.
And the actors are good.
And Neil Patrick Harris is good.
Though I still... The larger reason, besides the CBS qualities to it, that it took me a while, is just I really can't get it... sympathize with that main character.
He's not a main character.
He's the
it's
guy.
Like Friends. It's
he's
like
the narrator, though.
No, he's not.
Yeah, that's
Neil Patrick Harris.
No. I like Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, the other guy.
Yeah,
I don't
the forgettable guy.
Yeah, the forgettable guy. But that's not the point. Plus, Jason Segel is a fox.
Yeah, that's you. Okay, we're gonna discuss that later. Two and a Half Men is returning to CBS as well.
Who is left on that show? Is it just like a cat or like robots?
Yeah, where have you been? Ashton Kutcher is replacing Charlie Sheen.
Ashton Kutcher is a robot, so that's it's just like inflatable puppets at this point moving around.
Yeah.
And how old's the half man at this point?
He's
at least
like
a three-fourths man at this point.
Yeah, that's too bad. I'm trying to avoid as much promotional material about that return as possible, but just seeing that image from that horrifying opening theme where they're wearing bow ties in front of the curtain and Ashton Kutcher's just slipped into Charlie Sheen's place, it just looks so awkward. And I do not have any desire for that to succeed, nor do I want it.
It'll probably win like 8 more Emmys, right. So don't worry about it.
Ashton Kutcher wins a Lifetime Achievement Award.
For that and his like Nikon ads.
Yeah. There's also NBC's attempt at a reality smash hit, which I don't know how it's still on. There's a hilarious 30 Rock joke in which Aaron Sorkin gets to write for it, but the sing-off is returning.
Yeah, I'm confused by that too. Some very special, but
I'm a creep. We tried to get into it because Ben Folds is a judge on that show.
Yeah, but like anything else that Ben Folds is involved in, I try to get into it and then I just end up crying myself to sleep.
Yeah,
so I should know better at this point. Plus the guy from Boys to Men.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I like him.
Well, Nicole Scherzinger, but those two in particular
every
should...
Every time you bring her up, I forget who she is.
Right,
but, yeah.
So do I a little bit. Those two should be entertaining enough, and they actually... I feel like the problem with that show, ironically enough, is that those two people like actually know a lot about music and like try to talk technically about what the singer is doing wrong.
Nicole
right?
and...
No. I don't, not Nicole. Ben Folds and Boys to Men guy.
What's his name? Do you know?
Sean something.
All right, we'll just go with Sean.
Yeah, Sean. But I feel like they actually... That's one of the reasons why I did like watching it at first, because it's like, oh, they're actually talking about music. They're not just saying like random mm-hmm. platitudes to try to move on to the next singer.
Well, you know my thoughts on a cappella groups
yeah.
in general.
Yeah, they're really not...
It's a nightmare.
They're pretty much nightmares. They're
unless
like
you're a rockapella. They're the only exception.
I think they're entertaining for like a few songs, but there's no way that should be in like an hour show or 2 hour show every week.
It makes me want to punch things. But props to Nick Lachey for continuing to have some semblance of a career, because I don't even know, is he a singer anymore?
Did he release
solo records? Is he part of a group? I don't. Or is his entire career now based on like royalties from 98 Degrees songs and hosting the Sing Off? Because if so, that's a pretty awesome way to live. I could get in on that.
Okay. We'll get you hooked up.
Well, but I think the boy band craze is kind of over. You got to come up with the next big thing that I can just like
slip into
quickly, and then it'll be over, and I
you'll
can
be
just
on a
ride on a
short-lived reality show in which you marry another celebrity.
Forever. Sure.
Then we've got on the 20th of September, that's Tuesday night, a few different premieres of some scripted shows. Just one of which I'm excited about. Let's start with ABC, though. Body of Proof. We attempted to watch Dana Delaney's medical examiner procedural.
I have no
recollection.
I was going to say, when I saw that on the list, I was like, what the X is that? You watched that?
Yeah. She's like a smart alecky medical examiner, former surgeon.
That sounds like every show.
And then she also becomes for some reason goes along with the detectives.
Oh, I watched that in my like post-Christmas food coma.
Yeah.
Chemo
from The Wire
is unfortunately on it.
Very too bad.
Oh, okay.
Then there's CBS with their double shot of NCIS.
What does NCIS stand for?
Who cares? Naval Crimes something.
Naval Crimes. Oh, it is naval. Like the Navy. I was thinking like naval, like belly button. Like crimes against belly buttons.
I would watch that show, especially if it starred LL Cool J, which the Los Angeles version does. Then over on Fox, we are excited about Raising Hope. We have given up long ago on Glee.
Yeah.
It's the first season it was fun to watch the songs, and then the plot became so ridiculous that there was no reason to watch it.
They dropped the plot completely at this
pretty
point.
Much,
and so
yeah.
Cuz they make so much money off the iTunes songs that the whole show is like songs. And you know, I already explained to the listeners how I feel about a cappella, so it's just tough.
Yeah, it's too bad. But Raising Hope, I'm super excited for that to come back, because I got really into that towards the end of the first season.
That's funny, yeah.
And I'm really glad that show got renewed.
Martha Plimpton is amazing.
I love her. I think it's amazing that she's nominated for an Emmy, and I'm excited to see how that goes and if she can pull off an upset.
And the actor that plays the dad in that show, too.
Garrett Dillahunt,
yeah,
he's hilarious.
He's really funny.
for sure.
Didn't we see there was like a reality show star that was in an episode of Raising Hope? We like saw him.
From The Voice.
From The Voice. Yeah. Crossover.
Right.
One of the Voice contestants is in one episode of Raising Hope where he like rolls in on a skateboard and says something
right.
with dude.
How did we find that out?
I don't know.
That's so weird.
Too much television.
Yep. And then there's also, speaking of reality shows on NBC, The Biggest Loser on the 20th as well. That's a show that Qualler and Bridget have recently gotten into for some reason. It's just too much watch. I for some reason, do not enjoy watching fat people exercise to the point of oblivion.
Yeah. I don't like reality shows where there's anything, like, serious involved.
Right, like...
You know? Like, yeah, maybe you're not going to win this singing contract. I don't care. But, like, otherwise, you might die if you don't lose 100 pounds. You might die of gluttony. Yeah. So, you know, shit just gets too real.
Yeah, too I agree. Real. Too real. Let's keep that in the real homes, reality television. Wednesday, September 21st, sees a couple more CBS police procedural premieres. Ugh, I'm getting so sick of talking about this. Criminal Minds and CSI.
What's Criminal Minds?
I want to say it's Mandy Patinkin, but that might have been a dream I had.
Criminal, because I'm thinking Criminal Intent, but that's Law and Order.
That's Law and
Criminal
Order.
Intent. I don't know what Criminal Minds is.
You know, I really don't care.
Okay.
So let's move on.
Let's move on.
NBC has Law and Order and SVU coming back. Which is always good for a LARP, even though it gets more and more ridiculous every season.
I was supposed to go to prom, and now I have to bury my mother, and you guys have no clue who killed her.
And
love it. Ripped from the headlines, Chris.
Ripped from the headlines every week. I'm sure we'll see one about... Oh, I heard that there's actually going to be one about Schwarzenegger, if that didn't already happen. So,
No one got murdered in that scenario that I recall.
They could when it's ripped from the headlines.
Maybe they have a scoop that I haven't
they got a scoop. SVU scoop exclusive. far worse than SVU is Harry's Law.
How did that get renewed?
David E. Kelly is probably like counting his paychecks and being like, I guess that worked.
I don't know. In terms of like shows that are make the criminal procedure like completely absurd, that takes the cake. I mean, that's
and this
like,
is coming from a couple people that enjoy SVU.
Yeah. Well, but SVU is at least like they're police. Like,
but even
you don't understand why they're investigating. Right. I am really getting sick of lawyer shows where they do investigating.
Right.
It's like, that's not your... I mean, yeah, there's, like, discovery and crap like that. But, like, if you're a prosecutor, you work with the police, you shouldn't be out, like... You're not out on a stakeout if you're, like, the district attorney.
We've been watching the third season of Damages, in which, formerly a good show, now Ellen is working for the DA... played by Rose Byrne, and for some reason, working for the DA is basically the same thing as working for Homicide.
Yeah,
I know. It's unfortunate and a trend that needs to stop.
Yeah.
So David E. Kelly, reeling Kathy Bates, and the thing that bugs me more about that show in particular is and this is coming from a lefty liberal, his pontificating, just like putting people up on the stand just to give like long arguments about why drugs should be legalized or
what why... is justice.
Exactly. That stuff just needs to stop. There's no reason to have that in a show that is trying to be like quirky with like Brittany Snow playing a shoe obsessed assistant or anything like that. Anyways, let's move on before we get too depressed. ABC is coming back. One show that I don't really care about, The Middle.
I have no idea. That's another one I've never heard of other than the Jimmy Eat World song. Is that what it is? Is it just the Jimmy Eat World song?
Yeah, it's a manifestation of that in
description. Okay, good.
It's with the janitor from Scrubs and the little kid from Malcolm in the Middle.
You know what? No, it's not the little kid from Malcolm in the Middle.
Isn't it?
It looks like him. It's a different kid.
That's a different kid?
Because
there's two kids that look that unfortunate?
The kid from Malcolm in the Middle would be like 15 now.
Oh, I suppose you're
right. It's a different kid.
Really?
I've unfortunately
Dewey.
Seen that show. It's not Dewey.
It looks like him.
Okay, we're going to IMDb this.
Okay,
later.
I don't really care. Modern Family is returning though, and of course we're excited about that. But you know, I end up being the naysayer when we did the season finale podcast earlier this year with Qualler and Bridget. I enjoy Modern Family. I laugh every episode, guaranteed. But I just, my blood's starting to boil with every time they do the slow montage at the end where they make it all touchy-feely and then you kind of have to wait for it to end so you can start the next episode and start laughing again.
It's ABC.
I know. And we kind of got to accept that.
You gotta, you know, there's a lower bar for ABC.
Right.
But it's funny, and I don't think there's enough comedy of errors on TV, and I really appreciate
you do enjoy
that.
Comedy.
I love it; it's fantastic.
Okay,
so I'll take some schmaltz. I'll have a little spoonful of schmaltz with my comedy of errors. That's
fair
fine.
Enough. And
a little sidecar of schmaltz.
And Ty Burr never disappoints, so I'll keep watching the show as long as they've got a more jokes to schmaltz ratio.
Okay.
Thursday, September 22nd, we've got ABC's Grey's Anatomy. Don't
in
care.
Its 20th season.
Right. CBS, The Mentalist.
Yeah.
Nothing to talk about?
No, nothing. Brits. Am I right?
CBS is The Big Bang Theory.
How is that still on?
A lot of people enjoy that show. I don't know.
I have not seen a single joke.
Is it because
are there jokes on that show?
Is it because we're nerds that we can't enjoy that show?
What do you mean we?
I mean,
what is this we business?
Okay, never mind. Maybe is it because
I'm clearly the hot neighbor.
What?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
No jokes.
You know, I just watched Johnny Galecki for too many years as like the stoner that had to live at Roseanne's house to enjoy and appreciate him.
I respected
him.
That character more.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah, I don't.
These guys just. Ugh. And okay, we're done. NBC, we are super excited that we don't have to worry about The Mentalist or Big Bang Theory when we've got a wonderful night of comedy on NBC starting September 22nd.
True that.
Community, Parks and Rec, and The Office.
Well, The Office is going to find new legs because,
I hope so.
With Steve Carell gone, they have to go a different direction. So, you know, and yeah, it's a 50-50 shot. It could go really awry, but... That's much better. Even going downhill significantly is a step, you know, somewhere. They've just stagnated for
sure.
The last few years. So I have high hopes for it. And honestly, they did some good stuff at the end of the season with bringing Will Ferrell on as like the short-lived replacement.
That was a funny couple episodes.
And then, you know, they've done some good stuff, you know, kind of cycling through some short-term characters. I think it's going to find some new legs.
And they're going to start with James Spader as the Robert California character.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we can all agree that was funny and could be funny at least for short-term until
right.
they decide to hire from within.
Stop trying to figure me out.
I just did.
You can't.
It's done.
No, it's not.
I know you're not.
It's a good foil for Dwight.
Yeah,
you know?
I think so. And, I mean, the Dwight character, I think, is one in particular that they've stagnated with. But I think, if, like you said, if they bring somebody in as a foil, it could kind of turn things around and see a different side of him.
If they were smart, they would make this a very Creed-centric.
I know. That would
Creed
be a great twist.
Creed is an
gets,
amazing character.
If Creed gets all of a sudden upgraded to manager and we see a different side of him.
It'd be nothing but like cartwheels and vague references to murders that happened. It'd be like fantastic.
It would be. Community, obviously, we're super psyched about despite its incredible dearth of Emmy nominations.
Well, I like Parks and Rec better than Community, but I know you feel the opposite.
No, well, I think it's... I think it's comparing apples and oranges.
But I work in government too, so I think that...
You also work with community colleges.
I know.
Maybe that's just why you like both shows a lot.
Well, I think I told you this. When Community first aired, actually before it even aired, mm-hmm. the American Association of Community Colleges came out and urged community college presidents to boycott the show because they thought it portrayed community colleges in a negative
way. And they hadn't even seen it.
I just find that really amusing, especially if you look at the trajectory of the show and what it's really about. I mean, it's the context, the setting of the community college is a very small component of the show.
Yeah.
But I really like Parks and Rec because I find it has like the perfect amount of accessible jokes and then just really like absurdist crap.
I agree. I think that's probably the thorough thread for both of those shows. I think it's just that it's really hard to compare because community is so focused in this kind of meta realm where it's constantly trying to push the envelope, and Parks and Rec is like super realist with even though it's got the absurdity built into it.
See, I think that's kind of your nerd thing though, like you go back to that, like I think that's why
I think
like
it
Community
is
better because I mean it's got like,
I don't know if I like it better though.
But they're equally delightful shows.
Agreed.
And strong ensemble comedies, and I think that's television needs more strong ensemble.
Oh,
shows.
Totally.
Whether they're comedies or dramas, I mean, I think that's really, you know, what's interesting.
Agree. And specifically ensembles with like breakout characters that can switch from moment to moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like you would just think Ron Swanson's awesome on Parks and Rec, but there's like moments or episodes where you're like, oh, I didn't realize how funny Donna was, or
right.
I didn't realize how funny Rashida Jones can be.
Right.
So I think it's a really great thing about both those shows is that they have a really great spectrum to choose from. Let's move on to Friday, September 23rd. If it's Friday night, you know there's going to be good shows premiering. You got CSI NY, don't care. Blue Bloods, don't care.
What is that?
That's Tom Selleck's new show.
Tom Selleck, huh? Good for him.
Yeah, somehow renewed for a second season. About cops, of course. Fringe on Fox.
Can't do it.
We tried to watch Fringe for a while.
Yeah.
And I tried to get back into it at the behest of both a friend and my stepdad, but it just did not work out.
The main character is just like...
Torv is just completely unlikable. I'm sorry, people. I do enjoy Joshua Jackson. I do enjoy... John Noble. But if you've got a main character that's just so bland and you've got...
They base the whole show on the John Noble-Joshua Jackson, like... relationship to
and I think that would work if she wasn't in the picture, like if it was just like that duo with some of the other outside characters coming in every once in a while. I think it could work better.
Was not X-Files-y enough for me.
That's true. I think they trying to hyped it up as the next X-Files and it really wasn't. It's too bad. Kitchen Nightmares on Fox.
Kitchen Nightmares,
it's kind of fun to watch. It totally gross you out if you end up seeing a restaurant in your neighborhood, though, on that show.
That has not happened to me.
Right. Nikita on the CW, speaking of remakes.
Yeah.
And this is coming from somebody that watched La Femme Nikita pretty regularly in USA as a kid.
That's awesome.
They're just, like, massacring that to crap on the CW. Supernatural on the CW. I know.
Again,
it's got huge fan base. That's been on for, like, 8 seasons
now. Never heard of it. Never? What?
Dean from Gilmore Girls.
I didn't watch Gilmore Girls. I don't know who Dean is.
Oh, okay, never mind. Anyways,
I know who Dean Cain is, who's like Superman. Is that the
Lois
same?
Lois and Clark? No, not the same. All right. Anyways, Rules of Engagement on CBS, the only scripted show to premiere new episodes on a Saturday night. And CBS thought it'd be a good idea, and it stuck with them not too shabbily, because if they're the only ones with actual new programming on Saturday nights...
Yeah, old people gotta watch something.
Yeah, and why not it be David David Spade and Putty from Seinfeld?
Mm.
Yeah.
That show is awful.
It's really bad.
Did it used to be on Saturdays?
No, they moved it to Saturdays.
I think I caught that a couple times last year, and I wish listeners you could see my facial expression, but I just...
It's pretty painful.
I watched it with like a quizzical look on my face and my mouth hanging open.
Yeah. Who knows? That's the only way it's sticking around, though, putting it on Saturdays. Sunday, September 25th, we've got a whole bunch of crap and one or two good ones. Desperate Housewives on ABC.
What is it, the nursing home edition? Desperate Housewives.
I think it's the final season.
Assisted living.
I think they're finally going to end it after this one, which...
instead of Wisteria Lane, it's like... like Sunset Estates.
Sunset, that'll be the follow-up show, the spinoff. CBS
with Betty White for some reason.
You gotta have Betty White. CBS has The Amazing Race, which keeps winning Emmy for Best Reality Show, even though I don't really have any interest in it whatsoever. The Good Wife, which we might be able to get caught up on, even though it's its third season now.
Here's hoping.
Are you gonna watch that show with me or not?
Probably. That's
another show that where you
I
get
make
really
a lot
upset.
Of poor decisions in my life, Chris.
You get really upset at the lawyers doing detective work.
Yes.
But at least they have like one specific person that they hire.
Yeah, but where
to do
are the police?
I don't know. They're.
It's not like they always uncover something the police didn't do that was really obvious. Like, oh, we checked his cell phone records. It's like you didn't. It's like, give me a break, people. I know there are budget cuts, but I'm pretty sure they would have checked the cell phone records.
I know. CBS also has CSI Miami. That's the third of the CSIs we've.
I think that was four.
No, you're thinking NCIS.
Friend said she came down to drink mojitos and catch some sun.
Well, it looks like something caught her.
Oh, maybe.
No, it's got almost the same letters. The Simpsons, American Dad, and Family Guy on Fox.
The Simpsons is still making new episodes.
Yep, too bad.
The kids say they don't know what The Simpsons is.
Right. And
they're still on.
They watch Family Guy and American Dad, but they don't really watch The Simpsons.
Weird.
I know. I don't know who watches it then.
It's my parents.
They watch the new episodes?
My parents love The Simpsons, yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah.
HBO, and I think we also, I missed the Showtime's premieres in this list, but Dexter's premiering at some point, and so is Boardwalk Empire. Don't care about Dexter. I think we just recently mentioned, though, that we regret not having finished watching the first season of Boardwalk Empire.
We lost our access to HBO.
It was too bad.
Mid-season of Boardwalk Empire, and we'd miss it.
We'll have to go back and catch that up.
It was getting good.
Yeah, especially because I heard Omar from The Wire, his character gets more and more integral as the show goes on.
Nice.
Monday, September 26th, the CW presents with us the, 40th season of Gossip Girl?
Again, it's like Gossip Woman at this point. Like,
yeah.
Gotta go in menopause. XO.
CBS has Mike and Molly. It's a renewed show from last year. It was a hit with Melissa McCarthy from Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
And I don't know who Mike is on that show, but who cares? ABC. Here's one I'm very excited about. September 28th shows ABC's premiere of Happy Endings.
Yeah, it's okay. You got me going on that one. It took a while. It's pretty funny. Well, because I was a big fan, full disclosure, of the show Perfect Couples, which was canceled mid-season.
Which is basically the same premise.
But you see, that's the thing, is you told me, this is the same as Perfect Couples, but it's funny, because you didn't like Perfect Couples.
Correct.
But it's not the same as Perfect Couples. It's funny in its own right, but I think I had a lot of resentment towards it because you had framed it as like, it doesn't matter that Perfect Couples is going away because there's this new better show. Yeah. So I do like Happy Endings. I think it's another ensemble show that's funny.
Yeah.
But I do miss Perfect Couples. I've thought that show was really funny.
Yeah. We'll see. I think this show has a chance to grow now that they because it was very on the bubble. It almost didn't even premiere in late last season, and now they're bringing it back full force as one of their key Wednesday shows along with Modern Family. So
there were some really good episodes of that show, though.
Oh yeah, the episode where they have the rules to being a hipster, and the food truck episode. There's
the one where
stuff.
The guy's homeless man's like living in their ceiling.
Yeah,
that's good. It's good stuff.
Then September 29th, ABC disappoints us with Private Practice premiering. And I don't know how long that show will go on past Grey's Anatomy, or if they either.
It's been
of them
a pretty successful spinoff.
I don't know. Who knows? Doctor shows, lawyer shows, police shows, blah blah blah. Speaking of, October 3rd has House, but this time Fox
Prison
is
Edition
bringing him to prison because they.
It's an Oz crossover.
Or they're trying to reclaim their Prison Break glory years.
I don't know. Let's
who cares?
Yeah.
Friday, October 21st,
right?
A few weeks later, we get a few more stragglers. Chuck on NBC for its final season.
At this point, like, what are they going off of? Because wasn't the whole premise of the show, like, here's, like a goofy guy that ends up being caught up in the spy world? But at this point, it's like, you've been doing this for, like, 25 years, buddy.
You're not caught up in the spy world anymore. You're just a straight-up spy now,
like,
right?
You're still probably bumbling.
Right.
But, like, I don't know.
And then ABC has Extreme Makeover Home Edition on the 21st as well, which always brings
you to... I want to cry. I can just look in the mirror.
Oh, God. It's depressing.
No, I can't watch that show without crying.
I know.
And then I hate myself for crying because what's his name? Ty, whatever.
Looks like a raptor.
Yes. Uh-huh. And I don't, like, someone who looks like that should not be able to make me cry.
I know, right?
Right.
So you end up with this weird face where it's like you're half crying, half scowling.
Right.
And it doesn't look natural at all. Then later in October, we've got the Cleveland show on Fox. Didn't remember to write down the date because I don't really care. And then finally, Thursday, November 3rd, Fox brings us their premiere of Bones.
Ugh.
And the only thing interesting about that is that at that point, Fox will have a double header of Deschanel because they'll have Zoe's new show, The New Girl, right alongside her All sister right. Emily's show,
yeah,
Bones.
The lesser Deschanel.
the less attractive one. So that does it for us, the run-through of returning programming for the networks in fall of 2011.
My favorite show's not on there, though. My most anticipated premiere.
What, Dateline?
No.
What?
Dateline's on year-round. Mad Men premiering in 2014.
Yeah, 2021 or whenever.
No, really? When is that show coming back?
Actually, I think it is coming back in February or something like that.
All right.
And speaking of other mid-season premieres, Cougar Town.
Yeah,
yes! That's when it's coming back in mid-season again.
All right. Well, you know what? I get a little sick of winter around Groundhog Day, so it'll give me something to look forward to.
Right. It is nice to have a few mid-season
shadow,
premieres.
No shadow, I don't care. I got in Cougar Town, bitches.
Exactly. All right. Thank you for listening to Bloggy Letter Radio. It has been a little lengthier edition, and I think it's good, though, with all the new shows coming up.
Sorry if we bored you.
We will get more and more excited about... No. No. No apologizing. No
because?
Regrets. Because our opinions are valid. Thanks for listening, everyone. Check out fancypantsgangsters.com and theblogulator.com for more information on Blogulator Radio and pop culture discourse.